Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family. And you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place. And I want to thank you for being here. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Becoming Iconic podcast, Agency Edition. This is a new podcast that we are dropping weekly for you to give you business strategy and specific wisdom and expertise around branding, marketing, sales, podcast management, and media. Really the things that are tangible for you to grow and scale in 2024 and beyond. And I knew I had to spark this podcast and this specific episode weekly for you with none other than my favorite person, Morgan Andre, who has been one of my favorite, I guess, memories and collecting of good humans in 2023. Morgan is responsible for the beautiful magazine that all of you are really enjoying month after month. It is becoming a coveted publication in the marketplace. She's also responsible for the agency social media, the magazine social media, and also the branding of Becoming Iconic. So she has been immersed in my world and has been one of my favorite people to create with and collaborate with. And I am so grateful to have her on the podcast today. So Morgan, it was like about time we did something like this, huh?
What a intro. I'm so excited to be here and talk to you about literally like one of my favorite topics. So yeah, I can't wait to really dive in.
I can't wait either. You have been so imperative through the agency, you know, time and time again. We have done a lot of brands. 2023, we did quite a few brands together. And it's just been such a gorgeous way of creating this home for people who are building businesses to come into mentorship and then have the agency where they get to trust and lean back and be cared for. And your client experience and what we have co-created for clients is something that I really treasure and I'm excited about. And it's just been this reoccurring testimonial to you and to us as the agency of the experience of you and how thoughtful you are and how attentive you are and how you are able to grasp somebody's vision and pull it into something that is visual. And that to me has been one of the greatest pieces of working with you as a creative director and also watching you with clients is you are able like to take what we are trying to express and put into words, sometimes not very well, move it into something that the world can see. Like, it is to me such a gift. And was that always something you had?
Thank you. You know, I was thinking about that, honestly, before the podcast, like, where does this come from? And I think for me as a creative person and just a listener, I think those two things really have come naturally to me in like being able to interpret someone, you know, what they're saying to me and what is really, I don't know, inside. And, you know, that with a mix of knowing about business and being immersed in that for many, many years, and going to school for that. And so just all a mix of education, but then that natural way of listening, I think, is really what it boils down to.
You're a great listener. You really are.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's a gift. I don't know if that's something that is innate in people anymore. I feel like we are in this world of like needing to be heard, which I stand for. I do stand for being seen, being heard, being felt, but not at the sacrifice or the detriment of conversation and exploring people and being curious about people and listening. And I always say God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. So, right. So I really appreciate the way you listen and how attentive you are to people's words. But you went to school for fashion, didn't you? We have that shared.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I went to Ohio University. Shout out to my Bobcats. I love them so much. But yeah, I originally went to school for journalism and I just knew that's what I wanted to do. I used to make magazines for like my parents, like it was life. And then once I got into it, I'm like, actually, I think what I really love is like the visual part. And at the time I was working for like a little store and I was doing the visual merchandising, and that opened up my world to like creativity and what it is to brand something and what it is in line, like with my ideas and how to align those ideas to a brand and to tell a story to a client, whether they know they want the item or not. How are you able to position yourself and your business to really show them that it is for them? So yeah, I mean, I loved it. Fashion took me a lot of different places, a lot of unexpected places, but yeah, I mean, it all worked out. So happy.
It did. It did. And I flipped that on its head. I did fashion, then I went into public relations, which is a form of journalism, really. But the same thing, this is where you and I are such soul sisters. I had this vision of a lifestyle magazine, and then it went up on the shelf because I started my adulting very early and had babies early. So it was just one of those things that kind of fell to the wayside. But you have been imperative at bringing that vision to life, and the magazine is just so extraordinary. But I want to peel it back. So, you know, I feel like people are getting to know you and how, you know, we're just such a gorgeous community and team within itself and Becoming Iconic, of just being ourselves, authentic, real, caring, of service, world-class, all those things. So I feel like that, you know, people understand that, but I also feel like people don't fully understand branding. I feel like branding and marketing, and you and I could really geek out on this, but branding and marketing is kind of being thrown in one pot. And I understand it because there's a lot of overlap, but we do need to start, like the cusp of everything is developing a brand, because it's from that seed that everything else grows. So maybe you could give everybody listening a very sort of baseline understanding of what is branding.
Yeah. So I think I just want to really talk about that overlap really quickly, because I think what's happening is there are so many personal brands. And so you know that you're going to have to, you know, sell yourself. And I think that because of that, people are missing this gigantic piece with branding. And that's really, who are you? And I always think about branding as a journey. So I'm starting here. I need to tell someone what it is that I do, but then also to keep those goals in mind. So like, what are the business goals? And like weaving that into branding. I think a lot of people think of branding as like the visual aspect. So your logo, your color palette, all those things. Well, all those things are very important and they play a role in someone recognizing your brand. You want someone to feel connected to the brand, and that's the journey. And so it's not just that little piece where you're, you know, okay, well, this person recognizes my logo, so great, they're feeling connected to me. That's not true. We all recognize logos every day, but there's a reason why you specifically shop at Target versus Walmart, you know, like, and I think that's the best way to describe it, is branding is a journey that you are going on as a business, but you're taking your ideal client on as well. So hopefully that's cut and dry enough. Yes. For someone to get there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But maybe what we could do is, for the purpose of this podcast, is really getting people down to the nitty gritty and understanding it, is we could walk them through the journey of you creating Becoming Iconic. So you stepped in 2023. I definitely had a brand, quote unquote, but it was, to reiterate the journey piece, you are 100% correct. I do feel like there's some staples that have remained for me for quite a while now, but as I evolve, so does the brand. And I was in this moment of evolution. in walks Morgan, Angel started singing, and and you really took everything that I had envisioned and brought it to life. So maybe you could start with, you know, my journey with you and that experience of becoming iconic and where we started.
Sure. Okay. So I just want to talk about you for a second, because when we first started talking, I was like, wow, this is a, I work with a lot of women. And I think that just your energy right off the bat was iconic. It was very poised. It was almost like you knew exactly who you were. And I love that. And I'm naturally drawn to that. But when we're talking about the brand itself, I was thinking about the name over and over. What does it mean to be iconic? But then also to have that space where you are still becoming. And so I thought about that a lot when I was developing the brand. And, you know, you had already pretty much had your color palette picked out, like what you were really leaning towards. So that made it like easier for me. But I really took a lot of time in thinking about what it means to become iconic. And, you know, with the personal coaching of the brand and like aspect of the brand, and then moving on to branding, moving on to all the different elements of the brand itself, I was thinking about how your ideal client moves through that process. A lot of the time, you know, when someone is searching for like a business coach, there's something that's missing. And a lot of the time, this is an internal job where you may be getting the clients that, you know, your ideal client, but in order to get to that next level, there's something that you have to do differently and that you have to show up differently. So I thought about that a lot when I was developing the brand and what I wanted to show the ideal client, that yes, you as Jen, you're presenting as this, and you are this poised, you know, deeply feminine, but you're a strategic businesswoman. So I wanted to be able to show that in the brand the best way I could. And I think that's where the imagery comes from, that strong, powerful energy. But then you also get those really beautiful, you know, sneak peeks of like what your life is like and those different elements. So that's, for me, that's really what it was to show the client your journey through, you know, starting and then becoming exactly who you're meant to be. So
Thank you for that. I receive that and I appreciate that. And thank you for seeing me, which is also, friends listening in, this is a really important piece for you. If you've ever been with a creative before, are they seeking to understand you? Are they asking the right questions? And are they really connected? Just like Morgan was saying with the brand, your creative director, the person doing your branding, also has to be connected to you and believe in you. I feel like a lot of creation right now in the marketplace is just kind of like sloppy, put it together, smacked together. It looks the same. There's not a lot of unique, rare qualities to that brand. It's really starting to get a little boring, to be quite honest with you. That'll be another podcast for another day. But I want you also to hear the way Morgan is caring for me as a business partner with her. And that gets to be your standard of excellence, friends. You deserve, and that is your right, to have a creative who looks at you through the lens of Morgan and the way she just edified me. So I just want to thank you, first of all, for your kind words, but also that example, because that's what people should expect, is someone that cares like that and really genuinely wants it to shine bright out in the marketplace. Tell me about the logo, Becoming Iconic, which I love. You know I love that logo. Tell me how you developed that. What was the strategy behind that?
Yeah. So a lot of the logo elements have to do with that inside job. So like when I designed the primary logo and it has that large becoming and I'm sorry, the large iconic and then becoming is in the middle. It's the way I'm placing these items is to really to be sandwiched in between. So this is, you know, you have an iconic brand, right? But you are still internally becoming. The process of business is a ongoing process. Branding is a journey. So I really wanted to visually interpret that. Also with the B logo that has that cute little dot. But if you look closer, or I guess if you look back, you're really seeing an arrow, and that arrow is pointing internally again. So I really wanted to make sure that we're reiterating that, and the messaging, your messaging, when you're on socials or on the podcast, it is very internal, and it's talking about how someone is growing. And so I just wanted to continuously show that through, you know, through the logos and through the branding, is this is an internal job and it's important here. So.
And it was very intuitive. I mean, when you sent me the primary logo with the iconic, which is always really what I wanted to have stand out, because becoming, you're right, is internal and it is a forever through line. You never get to this stature of iconic and stay there. I mean, if you look at anybody who we would consider iconic, like Beyonce, I know you went to her concert in the summer. So we look at Beyonce and, you know, we often use her as an example of iconic, but she is still evolving. She is still growing. She is still stretching. She is still refining and redefining herself. And I loved that, because that's the piece that I feel like a lot of people are stretching towards, of like becoming iconic, this brand that stands apart in the marketplace, is hugely and wildly successful, as though that is the pinnacle. But I often tell people, yeah, you're going to get there. I believe that. It's a beautiful place to be, but it doesn't stop there. As soon as you rise to that summit or get to the place that you desire, you'll realize looking forward that there's another massive mountain ahead that needs to be scaled and climbed. And so I really appreciated the subliminal and the creative piece of that, because it's so important that people understand that becoming is that thread that will forever, ever be, if we want to be iconic and stay iconic. Yes. And the other piece that was really interesting is I don't know if we ever had the discussion around arrows. I don't think we did. But this is when I knew you were my person, because when you did that B stamp and then you said, hey, Jen, if you look, there's an arrow in there. I often use arrow in my analogies with business and with life, that sometimes we have to pull it back to fling it forward, to shoot, aim, and fire. And, you know, last year was very much an arrow year for me, where I pulled the business back to aim to where I knew the next place was and let it fling forward. And so when you said that, I was like, oh my goodness, this is perfect. And then also, you're right, that internal piece of pointing the arrow to always becoming that fullest, most beautiful version. So thank you for that. I love my logos. They are important, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I think that what happens, especially in like the DIY era that we're in, which I love, I totally respect it. There have been many times where, you know, I've DIY'd quite a few things, but it's that intentionality behind it that a lot of times it's missing. So then a logo just becomes a logo. There's nothing else associated with it. And that's where the branding always like kind of falls off, with that connection piece. It's, what do these things mean when you're looking at them? And if it's nothing, then that's when you know that we've got to do some other work here.
Yeah. And I feel like the logo too, when it lands, which it did for me, it's that piece that is sort of the roots of the brand. So it's going to start being recognized, and 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road, that's that piece, that continuum through the brand. Maybe the colors tweak a little bit. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever move from my brand colors, because my whole life are my brand colors. But anyway, those things can refine. Even who we are speaking to, our ideal client, can be refined. But I love when, like just you said, you have a logo with high intentionality and it really is thoughtful and has meaning. It can be that piece that carries forward. And again, some of you listening in, you might think, oh no, I don't love my logo and I've had it for so long. What do I do? What would you say to them?
A couple things. So I think that if the brand itself is working, if there's connection behind your brand, if you feel like your ideal client is connected to you and the brand, then I feel like you can easily do like a refreshed version of your brand. It doesn't have to be a complete overhaul where we're, you know, changing all the colors, doing all those visual things. You can definitely add a visual piece to your brand that is updated, that is going to last you for a long time without completely overhauling. If someone has a brand where it's not sticking. There's something that's just not quite right. Almost always it's the messaging and like what, there's a disconnect in the messaging. But if not, then I would say, yeah, you can just do a refresh. If there's no connection though, it's a complete overhaul and that's okay. It's just time to start over, to pivot, to look internally and decide that, okay, from now on, it's intentional.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I know for me, when every time you and I do like a slight refresh or a reframe of something, it's this energy boost in my brand and my conviction and my confidence and my belief. Like there's so much that happens internally for me when the visuals match this energy that I want to become and be and surface in the marketplace. I know for me that it like social media, for example, like when you post something, especially on the agency page, I love the agency page so much. There's such a like just an edgy vibe to it that is like my alter ego. But you know, when you post something and that picture frames the thought, the conviction I have, it's like it all the ingredients baked this beautiful cake and it tastes delicious. And I find that a lot of times, and you brought up the whole do it yourself movement, is we have gorgeous words, we're sharing important thoughts, but if we put on some sort of scrappy branding in terms of the carousel post or whatever it is, the potency of your words are diluted and it's distracting, and it can actually, like the visual can actually make those beautiful words even more amplified.
Yeah.
So it is a responsibility in certain ways as well.
For sure. And I think about this with like restaurants, how like you may go to a restaurant, like a hole in the wall, right? On the outside, it's like, you're not sure. You could almost always like pass that up, but the food may be delicious. And like, and you're missing out on that because you're not taking a chance. And that's up to your ideal client. Are they going to take the chance and find out that, you know, your service, your business is like everything they've always wanted? Or are they going to pass it by because they're not visually attracted to it? So the visuals are very important, but yeah, it's the messaging overall, but yeah, the visuals absolutely enhance the experience.
Yeah. That was a great analogy and really, thanks. Yeah, really great analogy. Cause you're absolutely right. I mean, the food might be epic, but you don't even bother. Like you walk right by because it looks, you know, just like doesn't look inviting.
Yeah.
It doesn't look sophisticated. It doesn't look like it's here for the long run. And I feel like that's what a brand does, is it builds trust and belief with your audience. Because if you look at Becoming Iconic's branding, I'm certain everybody that looks at it knows this is a business. This is a company. She is not doing this to see if it works.
Right.
And she's not put, you know, we'll give it a year and see if I make some income or I get a return on investment. Those types of, you know, beliefs and I don't know, like almost leadership styles that are not serving you. And I do want to do another podcast on creative direction and like hiring a creative director. So I don't want to go down that road because I'm kind of tempted to go there right now, but I do want to do that as a separate podcast. I do want to stay on the branding piece. So to rein this in, colors. I really want to talk about colors and the psychology of colors. So I would love you to teach us, because I remember when I started, this is an important story. When I started Becoming Iconic, I had built a brand off of a company that I was an affiliate for. So I really didn't have much of a personal brand. It was the spark of, but it wasn't really anchored in. And I remember when I hired my first creative, I was like, okay, I love like that kind of, you know, animal print matched with this, like, I don't know, beachy theme. I love turquoise. I love palm trees. And I was just pulling all these things that I loved. And what was interesting is, in looking back, there's so many things I could teach just through that story itself, but she went along with it. And I had this like vintage beachy theme meets animal print meets, it was all over the place. And there was peach and turquoise. And it was, oh my gosh, bless her. Cause I know what she was doing. She was trying to, you know, make it all come to life.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I don't know how this is going to actually build a brand. These are just things you like. So let's talk about colors based on that. Yes. Cause I've come a long way, but what if somebody do for that and for the psychology of the color behind their brand?
Yeah. So I think what is really helpful is when someone writes down keywords to describe their brand. So like if it is, I don't know, let's say moody, right? And let's say they're a personal, they're a coach, they're a dating coach. We're about to go into February. So moody, it's sexy, it's inviting, it's warm. When you're writing all those things down, I feel like it's a lot easier to start to go into the process of colors at that point, because now you have some sort of intention behind the colors that you're choosing. And it is, I feel like it's human nature to be like, I want to use my favorite colors, which I love that. I love that for everyone. But when you're thinking about the business as a whole, this is where we're kind of stepping out of the internal work and we're going into our clients and what we want them to feel and see visually. So yeah, so I would write down really what the brand stands for, keywords. And then from there, if this is like a DIY thing, you could really just go on Pinterest and say, you know, moody color palette. Like you're probably going to get some really beautiful, like, camels and dark burgundies and like colors like that, that really, yeah, like immediately as you are thinking about that, I'm sure you can think of exactly what that looks like and what that feels like. So I think that's really the best way to do it, is just start with those keywords to try to decide what do you want the energy to be like? Mm-hmm. And then from there, you know, that comes into, I feel like, you know, you could use the help of a professional to really put together a color palette where it's, you know, you have some primary colors that you're going to be always using. And then you have some secondaries that are, you know, that you're able to swap out. And I think a lot of people get really hung up on their color palette. And let's say they have these four colors. I must use these. You can always use tints and shades of like the other colors. And I think that's important. It doesn't throw your ideal client off, because they're all in the same family. So yeah, that's kind of like my little spiel on color, but you can absolutely look up, you know, color theory to see what do these colors mean. Yes. And then you can also select your color palette from there too.
Great advice. Because as you were saying those words, colors popped up and mm-hmm. I am very creative. I'm not a Morgan where I can take what's in my mind and bring it to life. I think that's such a gift that you have. But I definitely had these colors kind of move through my mind. I did have burgundies, sort of those dark, rich reds that came through. And so you can see how when you start to describe the feeling, the words behind the brand, it automatically populates some of those colors, those key colors that are going to also subliminally share that feeling of what you desire people to experience through you and your brand. And it doesn't have to be, if your favorite color is pink, it doesn't mean pink needs to be in the brand. It can still be your favorite color and not in your brand. But I really do feel like this is an important piece, because what's happening, at least what I'm seeing in the marketplace, is a lot of copycat branding. It's like, I love this branding, and so can I just have it where it looks like this? And it's, again, this diluted, dimmed down version of somebody else's creativity, and it never really comes to its fullest fruition because it is a version, a copy of somebody else's, versus using that as inspiration.
Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot, a ton, especially with, you know, everyone's addicted to aesthetics at this point. What does that mean to you? I know for me, clean girl aesthetic just doesn't flow. I'm more of a like 70s vibey girl. So like that means something to me. And I get specific feelings from those things. So I think when you're in that process and you are liking someone else's brand or wanting to take inspiration from, I would only take inspiration from things that actually land with you, not, you know, oh, well, I know that, you know, nude is in. Like, I get it. Nude is always going to be in. It's so we can really craft a personality. And that's how you should think about your brand, is the personality of the business. And, you know, you don't want someone to say that your personality is nude. Like, there's so many other options. Yes. So, yeah. Yes. I mean, not my nude girlies, I love it. But yeah, there's got to be something else there.
There does. There it is. So let's pull this through to what we offer through the agency, what you offer through the agency, which is absolutely phenomenal. And I want to sort of set this up, but then maybe you can walk everybody listening what that experience is as they come in and do a brand refresh. So first of all, friends listening in, through the Becoming Iconic Agency, you would work directly with myself, Morgan, and the team to build a brand. So there's options to completely start from scratch and build it from the ground up. And we also do refine and elevate and expand current brands. We've worked with baby entrepreneurs, like just out of the gates, not entirely sure what their company is going to be, to nine-figure entrepreneurs over the past year and everywhere in between. So I love that you have that diversity and that ability to work with all types of leaders. And it's just one of the things I cherish about you. But friends, if you're thinking 2024 and maybe the version you've been showing up as is expired, or it's not invigorating you and getting you excited anymore, this is one of the greatest ways to inject energy into your business, how you show up, and your company moving forward. So it's a perfect time of year to jump in and do a brand refresh. But maybe Morgan, and I mean, I could do this too, but I think your best is walk them through what that experience would be like with a Becoming Iconic Agency and yourself.
Yeah, sure. So first, we always start off with having a questionnaire. So you'll get the questionnaire. It, I'm sure, is a lot different than people expect it to be, because it is diving into your goals and like, what do you want the brand? What's the business side that we're going to be connecting to these, to the mood, to the colors and all those things. But then we talk and we really sit down to, so I can get a better understanding of you, but also the business, what your goals are and what you are naturally drawn to. So during that process, like one of my favorite times, because one, I'm an intuitive designer, but also because I get to see through your eyes what this looks like. So I always have our clients do like a Pinterest board, just so I can get an idea of like what are the visuals in their minds versus mine. But then I put together those like initial concepts where I like to switch it up. I like to give you exactly what you're asking for. Then I like to compare it to what I think just based on, you know, my experience. And then I combine those things. So a lot of our clients, I feel like, go with that combination where it's like, okay, this, you're feeling a little comfortable to step out of your box. And then that's where we start to create these brands. So developing, once someone chooses like their initial concept, then we'll go into really showing someone what that looks like, putting the color palettes together, putting, you know, their socials together, putting, you know, really all of the elements. And then you get like your logos and brand guidelines, which I really love. And I think that more people need to utilize, but it really explains what these things mean and what are your logos, how to use them, you know, through like different platforms and all that. And then, yeah, and then we just move on to like getting the brand assets. But I do like to have a close relationship in the beginning so I can really get to know what this business is like, because I'm not only taking your goals from now, and then I'm also, you know, injecting what this will look like in the future, because it's like the scariest thing to have someone need to do a rebrand in a year. That's not the goal. I don't want you to have to do this again, you know, right. Just make little tweaks to it throughout the journey. So
yes, yes, yes. And I feel like that white glove experience is what we have mastered in the Becoming Iconic Agency through all of us kind of teaming together and going, what makes this world-class? What makes this, dare I say, iconic, and where people can trust it and the reputation ripples out into the world. And it really, really has. And so much of that has come back to you as well, Morgan. I need to make sure that I remind everybody listening that yes, I've built the house, but the people in the house, the people that I've invited in are the best of the best. And you really have, without exception, made every single client experience, and there's been many, so beautiful. And what has come on the other side of this branding has been so exceptional. And it has been so wonderful as a mentor and their partner in growing the business. It's been so beautiful because that part, when it's cared for and looked after and done with expertise and done well, everything else seems to snowball from that. Everything mm-hmm. else seems to just move at an expedited rate when we've really honed this piece in. So anybody listening in, if you are ready for a brand refresh or ready to do a branding, I highly recommend you reach out to the agency. You can drop into the DMs. It's Becoming Iconic Agency. You can email us at any time, concierge@becomingiconic.co, morgan@becomingiconic.co. And we're really happy to support you in your questions, your exploration, and what this could mean for you. So there are 1,000 more things we are going to dive into, but I really wanted to do a high level overview for you today to understand what is branding, to give you that baseline. And then of course, we're going to have Morgan come back over and over again, and we're going to dive into all sorts of different micro subjects of branding that are important for you to know as a CEO and founder of your own company. I mean, you have to have some sort of knowledge on these things in order to run the business and understand the business. Doesn't mean you have to be the creative director, nor do I recommend, but again, that'll be a different podcast for a different day. You don't need to be that, but I do believe everybody running a business needs an understanding of these things, because that's when the importance stands out. That's when you start to prioritize things, and that's when you start to really develop a company that withstands the test of time versus a one-hit wonder, and I have no interest in that. So
me either. Yes. No.
So thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you for the experience you continually give to all of our clients and to myself. You know, I am a client as well. And so I really do want to say how much I value, appreciate, and cherish you. And you are just, you're a dream. So thank you so much for your wisdom today.
Thank you so much. I absolutely love you, obviously, but yes, I love Becoming Iconic, and it's been such a beautiful experience for me. And I just, really need to say that, because it's been wonderful.
Thank you. I'll see you soon, friends.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about Becoming Iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine, available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.